From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Kelly McEvers.
And I'm Audie Cornish.
Did you know when you eat rump roast, you're eating a cow's butt?
And this is now considered classic. I'm not joking.
That's cool.
The TV show Beavis and Butthead, Daria, and the real world, too.
This is the true story. True story.
Seven strangers.
I don't like to smile unless I have a reason.
Daria.
MTV is 35 today, and on its birthday has launched a new channel, MTV Classic, and it's all MTV programming from the 90s and 2000s. Stephen Thompson, is this happening, the 90s and 2000s?
This is really happening as you and I careen toward the grave. The things that we enjoyed as children or teenagers or college students is now considered nostalgia.
NPR Music Stephen Thompson is not only one of our pop culture experts, he actually made an MTV appearance from his college radio station, the University of Wisconsin, back in 1993. Stephen Thompson, you're classic, I guess.
Yeah. If you saw the footage, and I'm glad you haven't, you would not say that I'm a classic. I actually got to co-host an entire episode of Alternative Nation with Kennedy from this basement radio studio, and it is horrifying to watch.
All the marquee names, though. You're dropping names left and right. You're showing off. I get it. And you actually share a birthday with MTV, so happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right. So I got to ask, for the longest time, people always complained that MTV didn't play music videos. Like, that was the grumpy complaint from a certain generation. What are people thinking now that this classic station is going to be doing basically TV shows?
Right. I mean, that's part of what's fascinating, and I've been thinking a lot about this. And part of what makes me feel especially old about this announcement is that what MTV considers classic and what is viewed as nostalgia is actually nostalgia for the stuff that replaced the stuff that I was nostalgic for. Nostalgia has this incredible way of not only resuscitating your past, but flushing it away, because the new nostalgia cycle is replacing a nostalgia cycle that maybe I feel.
And in the meantime, there has been this widespread interest in looking back to the 90s, not just in music. We've seen this in politics and things like the O.J. Simpson trial kind of revived interest in that. Is this just like you said, time marches on?
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting. I wrote an essay for NPR like 10 years ago on the occasion of MTV's 25th birthday and was talking about, wow, are people going to be nostalgic for this stuff that they've got on now? And the answer even then was like, well, yeah, absolutely. Because what you're nostalgic for is not necessarily the culture itself. You're nostalgic for the age you were at a certain time. You're nostalgic for being 11 years old. You're nostalgic for being 21 years old. And so MTV, in launching MTV Classic, is certainly trying to recreate that feeling as much as it's trying to reuse its old programming. Now, the question, of course, is what is MTV ushering in now? Other than the Video Music Awards, which are very culturally relevant when they happen, I'm not sure what in MTV programming is really clicking with people the way this older programming was.
In terms of what they're bringing back, is there anything that you're actually kind of excited about?
I mean, I'm really glad to see, hopefully, new generations, hopefully young parents sharing with their kids, the TV show Daria. I have a sullen 12-year-old at home.
Which is the plot of Daria, everyone.
Which is, yeah, I mean, and Daria is about, like, a sullen teenage girl. And I feel like it would speak to my kids as much as it spoke to kids when it was out. And I'm very happy to see that show kind of cycling through people's consciousness again.
And have we said goodbye to the 80s after all, right? I mean, MTV Classic replaces VH1 Classic, which was a little 80-centric.
I mean, what you may find is that there's going to be nostalgia for the nostalgia, that there's going to be kind of a third wave of 80s revival, kind of the way, like, remember when there was nostalgia for Happy Days?
Right.
So in the 90s, there was nostalgia for Happy Days, which was a 70s show about the 50s.
and so these
nostalgia cycles are inevitable. Like, think about the Monkees. You know, the Monkees was like a 60s and 70s phenomenon that had this huge revival in the late 80s and early 90s. Like, now there's a new Monkees album and there's fascination with that 80s and 90s revival. I don't want to say that culture never dies, because it kind of does. Eventually you run out of people who remember this stuff at all, and there's such an accumulation of culture over time that it eventually dies. But these things have second, third, and fourth lives.
NPR Music Stephen Thompson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.